Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, God Keeps His Covenants Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Genesis 15 verse 18. Genesis 15 verse 18 reads, That day the Lord made a covenant with Abram. To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates River. I have just read from the New English Translation. Mr. Clement had a very successful business with a track record of entering very successful contracts and deals. When he started grooming his first son to take over the business, one of the most important lessons he taught him was how to determine the companies and people he could enter serious business deals, contracts, and agreements with. He said if a man does not keep to time and does not keep his words, he will most likely not keep to the terms of your contracts. He said if a man is patently unfaithful to his wife, he will not be faithful to your contract with him. No wise person enters a serious contract or covenant with an unfaithful party. The second covenant we see in Scripture is the covenant God made with Abraham. By this time, Abraham had charted a trajectory of life that demonstrated complete faith and faithfulness. This faith manifested in the fact that Abraham obeyed every command and requirement of God. Every covenant that God ever had with people always had a requirement of faith and faithfulness on their part. And those who will continue to enjoy the covenant of Abraham, for example, must have the faith of Abraham. Go into today remembering that God does not activate his covenants with unfaithful people. Faith and faithfulness are like two sides of the same coin. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Mark 3-4. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Mark 3-4.
Another time Jesus went into the synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand,
Stand up in front of everyone.
Then Jesus asked them,
Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?
But they remained silent. He looked around at them in anger and, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, said to the man,
Stretch out your hand.
He stretched it out, and his hand was completely restored. Then the Pharisees went out and began to plot with the Herodians how they might kill Jesus. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the lake, and a large crowd from Galilee followed. When they heard all he was doing, many people came to him from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, and the regions across the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him. For he had healed many, so that those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him. Whenever the evil spirit saw him, they fell down before him and cried out,
You are the Son of God.
But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him. Jesus went up on the mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. These are the 12 he appointed. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, to them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said,
He didn't eat?
He's out of his mind.
And the teachers of the law, who came down from Jerusalem, said,
He is possessed by Beelzebul. By the prince of demons, he is driving out demons.
So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables.
How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven all their sins and all the blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven, but is guilty of an eternal sin.
He said this because they were saying,
He has an evil spirit.
Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him,
Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you.
Who are my mother and my brothers?
He asked. Then he looked at those seated in a circle around him and said,
Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said,
Listen! A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times.
Then Jesus said,
Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.
When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them,
The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven.
Then Jesus said to them,
Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown.
He said to them,
Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let them hear. Consider carefully what you hear.
He continued,
With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Those who have will be given more, and for those who do not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
He also said,
This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come.
Again he said,
"What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade."
With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples,
"Let us go over to the other side."
Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him,
"Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves,
"Quiet! Be still."
Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples,
"Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?"
They were terrified and asked each other,
"Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.